Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Isadora?
What?
Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, I would like to talk about it.
It was brought to our attention that, well, I guess sort of the world's attention, that Dora is no longer five.
Right.
And is now in high school.
And is a live action.
According to Google, Dora, the TV show character, is supposed to be 10 years old, but she is a very five-looking 10-year-old.
I mean, they tried to reboot her a while ago, too.
Did they?
Yeah, they tried to do a redesign where they aged her up. I don't know if that stuck. I also don't know if this show still airs or not.
Well, let's check that, because did Dora the Explorer get canceled is top of the... did people also ask?
I know that Diego got his own spinoff for a while.
I don't know what that is.
It's her cousin. He likes animals.
Well,
Who doesn't? Actually, this is actually kind of sad. Nickelodeon was forced to cancel Dora the Explorer after the show's star was deported.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, suddenly,
that's a big bummer.
Suddenly, this isn't a good goof topic anymore.
Yeah, so that's kind of dark and sad. Thanks, United States.
Time to make a film about her.
I'm sure the Dora the Explorer star was definitely a real threat to our... our industry, economy.
Well, she was teaching kids Spanish words.
Oh, that's true. That's infiltrating from within. Yeah.
And that backpacks can talk. And also maps.
And we do not want kids to learn maps. We need everyone reliant on our Google overlords.
Wait, are you saying that the maps could talk?
Yeah.
At least
the one.
That seems like a good feature in a map.
I mean, that's why Google owns us.
Like, I do pretty well with maps, reading them, because it's just a picture of a place and you find where you are in the picture and then you look at the lines.
Follow the lines to where you want to go.
But like sometimes, I guess, like it's confusing and not everybody likes maps. And it's great if you can just ask the map, like, hey, where am I and where do I go? And what I'm presenting to you is a smartphone.
But yeah, they're making an action film of this 10-year-old who looks like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for this and I immediately sent it to the two of you saying that we had ramble material. And then later, Justin Crandall wanted us to touch on the fact that she does in fact wield a knife.
She does.
In the film and at least the trailer.
Yeah, there's a clear shot of like a big, what do you call that, a Bowie knife?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And somebody comments on the fact that Dora brought a knife to a school field trip. She's using it to I don't know. It cuts off before she does anything with it, but she's got it like in the presence of some bad hombres.
Now, Dora the Explorer aired in 2000,
mm-hmm.
by which point all of us were out of the 2-year-old to 5-year-old age demographic that it is aimed
at. I mean, if Dora was 10, then so was I in 2000.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It seemed to skew younger than 10. The internet claims that she's 10.
She looks very young.
She looks 5. And in this trailer, she's supposed to be in high school. Yeah. She looks 20.
I mean, that's Hollywood.
She looks 20 dressed down to a 5.
Right. She
like they're averaging the two ages to hit somewhere near high school.
I don't know.
An interesting approach that hasn't been tried before.
What do you mean?
To take a 30-year-old woman and dress her like a baby and say this is a high school student.
Give her a fidget spinner, you're good to go. Are we going to get a swiper no swiping reference?
Swiper better be in this fucking movie, or we riot.
You think so?
The bipedal anthropomorphic masked thieving fox? I have no idea what's in this show.
I don't know what Swiper is.
He's a fox that he steals things.
Yeah, and she has to say swiper no swiping 3 times to get him to stop.
Like an inverse Beetlejuice. Yes.
I mean, that's...
Does that work on you, Crime Weaver?
No.
I wish that it worked on...
And don't try, because it definitely doesn't work.
I wish that it worked on certain other crimes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, like corruption crimes. Be pretty good for running our government.
Treasy, no treason.
Yeah, if you could just do that, yeah, it goes away.
I don't think she lives in a jungle. I'm seeing no reference to that in this.
No, she... I don't know what the biome of the cartoon show was. It just seemed to be magic world.
Yeah, well,
she's an explorer.
Wikipedia,
it's in the title,
says that she's 7, which I will believe faster than I will believe 10.
7's acceptable.
She has a love of embarking on quests related to an activity she wants to partake of or a place that she wants to go. Man, who doesn't want that?
Like, yeah.
Sure, I want to take a quest to ice cream after this. That is an activity I would like to partake of. Yeah, she's got the monkey named Boots, mm-hmm. named for his pair of red boots. And so they've turned this into Mean Girls a little bit.
/ Tomb Raider.
Yeah, Mean Girls meets Tomb Raider meets the show for 2 to 5-year-olds.
And what is sure to be a box office smash hit.
Yeah, this seems to me like a market that we can dive into.
How many other 2 to 5-year-old shows can
gritty
we...
Gritty Nick Jr. reboots.
What, you're gonna have
like
to...
Like a full-on noir Blues Clues.
See that? That would be a good show.
That would pique my interest.
A dog, a blue dog, and his... What does that show
like
look
Sin
like?
It's like Sin City, where everything is black and white except for the very blue dog.
But the blue dog still has monologues, like those dark noir detective monologues, but they're still just... Burr, 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 burr. But they're shot in the same way.
I would like to see Steve as like a down on his luck, hard-boiled detective. Like a bottle of whiskey under his desk, smoking a cigarette, and Blue comes in.
Well, Steve is the Watson to Blue Sherlock, I think.
Is he?
Blue has to point out all the clues.
Steve is not the capable one in that relationship.
Okay, yeah, you're correct. He does, I mean, the children help him an awful lot.
They do.
For someone who's
how
like,
how can we
put...
incorporate the audience of screaming children into a noir setting?
It's his inner demons,
like a Greek chorus.
It's all the children he didn't save from that bus fire.
It's just a completely broken man rummaging through his apartment, shouting, "Kids, where's the gin?" Point where the gin
Show
is.
Show me where the gin is, children.
Trying to solve the case of a murdered pepper shaker.
Now, how do we take the Wiggles into a dark, gritty, older high school, younger
Wiggles
college age?
Wiggles is not Nick Jr.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
It's still the same age demographic, though.
I don't
though.
Know.
Name more Nick Jr. shows.
Gullah Gullah Island.
Don't remember that one.
Do not at all. Was Teletubbies Nick Jr.?
No, it was PBS.
Mm. We could do this to PBS shows, too.
I guess the conversation that we have to have, or that we will have to have one day, is does Dora belong in the Church of the Knife?
Right. And I want to say yes, but I haven't seen the film to see what she does miraculously with it.
Paw
right.
Patrol well, would be really easy to age up.
I will have to check back after watching the film, which I intend to do.
Yeah, I probably won't, if I'm being honest. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I think
you
one
might
of
have
us
it
is good.
You might have it inflicted upon you, depending on timing and Tyler's chosen place to view it.
Yeah, I don't know modern Nick Jr., and I'm trying to remember any other ones that I would catch before school.
Check out their 2000 shows, because this is what they're trying to do. So we've got Dora, we've got Blue's Clues, The Backyardigans.
Nope. Keep going.
Wonder Pedal.
Don't know that one.
Little Bill.
No.
Little Bill. He's in jail, though.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes. That was Bill Cosby's Nick Jr. show.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yo Gabba Gabba, I feel like, is already a noir.
Yeah, these were
I don't
all...
know that you could do a grittier reboot of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Let's check
it
out.
It already had enough grit.
Let's check out the 90s. We might have a better chance of remembering the 90s.
I guess I didn't watch a lot of Nick Jr.
I just know Face.
Man, I didn't either. Franklin. I remember those books and vaguely
Oh,
remember
the Turtle
watching.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was mostly a lot of like book-based ones. So mm-hmm. there's like Franklin and Little Bear.
Arthur.
PBS.
PBS is where it's at, though.
Arthur the Gritty reboot.
Teletubbies was a Nick Jr. show. Suck my dick.
Did they acquire it?
Since 1997.
Interesting. Because it was definitely on PBS.
Nanoland? No idea what that is, but nope. Those puppets look soulless.
Teletubbies, I don't know what to do to the Teletubbies. Like, Gritty is not the direction that I would push Teletubbies. I would just try to make it, like, more spacey and psychedelic.
Right, I was going to say put them in space.
Yeah.
Like, put them on a space station.
Like, just actually do that, and they're, like, I don't know, experiments or something. I mean, being launched into the sun.
You could get Gritty in a space station setting with the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
I guess. Is it like an alien retelling?
Yes. Well, entirely with characters whose language you cannot understand. Oh. And crave pancakes.
Is that a thing?
Or they had pancakes, right? They also had Tubby Custard. Those are the two things I remember.
That sounds filthy.
I remember the terrifying baby in the sky that ruled their every movement.
That's the mission.
To destroy the sky baby?
to study and or destroy the sky baby. The Sky Lord, as he is called.
Maybe Sky Baby is like entering its teething phase, and so like Teletubby
devouring worlds.
Yeah, the Teletubby world is in grave danger. They don't know what Sky Baby wants because Sky Baby's temper is irascible and unpredictable, and so they have to send Teletubby scientists into space, and we get a little touch of like. Battlestar Galactica going on in there.
Did you ever see the movie?
Get some good drums.
This is going to be a deep cut. I don't expect that many people out there to have seen this. You ever see see Solaris?
No.
And specifically the original Russian version of Solaris?
Nope.
Double no.
Okay. It's like a 3-hour watch. That is the right tone for the Teletubbies. Tarkovsky.
Can we remake Armageddon with the Teletubbies?
I think you already did.
Armageddon is the Michael Bay?
Yes.
One?
Yes.
That's got a decent soundtrack. That's what about
it's on the Bruce Willis.
What about
Willis as a Teletubby?
The one where they're like, no, astronauts could never learn to drill. We have to teach these drill boys to be astronauts instead.
That's the one.
That's much easier.
Yeah, I think that's Armageddon.
Blue-collar folks can do it.
What are we going to send these astronauts to Drill Academy?
Because these Teletubbies are probably your blue-collar workers of the Teletubby.
That's the subtitle universe. Of every Michael Bay movie.
What?
Blue-collar folks can do it.
Is that true?
More or less.
I guess,
He hates elitists and the government, and he loves the military and the blue-collar folk and explosions.
When you describe Michael Bay like that, he sounds like every repressed person who has ever written a threat to the government.
Yeah, except that he's written like 15 of them and they're called motion pictures.
Just like sitting in a bunker writing threats to the government.
He wrote 5 of them called Transformers 1-5.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-da-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, shall live happily ever after.